mentioned. So my chlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramah about washing dishes together. We pass it like the Ramah Lechora, but we found. But there are three cases where even with Ramah, Melech and place your dishes washed together would be okay. One is if the dishes weren't Bnei Yomon, or some of them weren't Bnei Yomon, but that's not plates, or they're Bnei Yomon, but if they're dirty, we covered that all yesterday, we're not going to revisit it. A second case where the Ramah would be Neko, which also we're not going to spend a lot of time on, and then the third case we'll spend hours and hours on. Second case where Ramah would be Neko is we're up to. Let's go to the Yud Aleph of the Taz, where the Yud Chesed grow. Aval Amhud Chuzeh Harzeh Obek Lusheni Afilu B'Yachad HaKol Shari. But if it was Zeh Harzeh or Obek Lusheni, then it's all Mutter. So the second case where the Rambam was Meikol, again, the first case was they were Beyom. The second case is Zeh Harzeh. Why is Zeh Harzeh Mutter? This Svar is pretty poshut. If first you wash the milchik dishes. Now, one important point to remember. This is both important to remember here and important to remember for just to be able to think your day of thought. What does it mean by zeh achar zeh? It doesn't mean that I put in the milchik dishes and then put in the fleishik dishes. That's not called zeh achar zeh. That's called biyachad, because they're both there at the same time. Right? If I have boiling water and I put in milchik dishes and 5 minutes later put in fleishik dishes, that's putting them in biyachad. Right, because remember, we don't say, oh, the milk and dishes already gave out their taste. No, in your day, we assume we never know when something will give out its taste. Anytime it's there, it can give out its taste, so it could be done, give out their taste at the same time, which we Ashkenazim would consider a trade. But Zeh Harzeh means, first I put in the milk and dishes, then I take them out, and then I put in the flesh and dishes. So that's a clear heter of not bar not. This is a double portion heter of not bar not, but Zeh Harzeh, because the whole reason we're close is both tastes go in at the same time. But over here, first I put in the milchik dishes, the milchik taste went into the water. The water is classic dog and sha'olo b'gar shalbasar. The water is a real naparnat, and only then I put in the fleishik dishes. So it means it was a milchik naparnat, it had its moment of heter, where only the milk taste went in, and there was no meat taste to for it to combine with. Clear naparnat the tear, and then I put in the meat taste. That's a mamish case of dog and sha'olo b'gar shalbasar, much on the ochlum b'kutach. Again, we Ashkenazim, if it was cooked on the fire together, wouldn't look like he'll say, but certainly did. Bottom line, in the end, everything's kosher. The only exception to a case of Zeh Achar Zeh, the only caveat we need to add, is what would the only case when Zeh Achar Zeh would still be a problem? If there was Shuman on the, which, the first dishes or the second dishes?
First.
Only if there was Shuman on the first dishes. Because if there's Shuman on the second dishes, it doesn't matter. Whatever taste came out of the first dishes is not for not. You're allowed to mix it with Shuman. You're allowed to mix it with Kuta. But if there's Shuman on the first dishes, then even though you remove the first dishes, there's not much ban of milk here. Let's call the first dish milk. If you put milky plates with ban of milk, of course that's treif. So the only case that's treif, the only case that the problem is when there's the first dishes were dirty and the dirt was more than a 1/60th of the water, then forget about the dishes. You have mamish a milky soup. Right, if you put in dirty milk dishes, which are more than a 1/60th milk on them, not more than a 1/60th of plates, more than a 1/60th of the water, then forget the dishes. You've just made milchik soup. Of course, if you put a fleishik plate in milchik soup, it's treif. So, that's very simple. The one case which is worth mentioning, which is a holdover really from Se'if Bet, which is an interesting machlokas, which comes up here also, which we didn't mention at the time, but we should mention now, is the machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach about pouring. Not any of the porn that we're about to deal with, but the Shach Sifkat and Hay pouring from a fleishik dish onto a milchik dish. Let's say I pour water from a fleishik dish onto a milchik dish. So that's like, meaning there's no meat or milk. That seems very much like the issue of washing dishes together. Now, obviously, if one of them is ain't a ben yomo, then I'm okay. But what if I have ben yomo, fleishik dish, I pour water into, or any parif, water, into a ben yomo milchik dish? How should I analyze this? What are the two What's my suffix in trying to figure out how to analyze this? I'm just looking at it logically based on what we already know. What's my suffix in how to analyze this? Do I look at it as... Exactly. Do I look at it as biyachad or zeh or zeh? Exactly. Meaning, if I look at this as biyachad, then, oh, it is here. One second. Yeah, that's the next line. It's the next line. There, I'm not here. Then, ira mikli rishon shalvasa kli chalav dino kikli rishon veoser m'haya ben yomo. So, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, the Ramah says, if I pour water from a fleshy kli onto a milk kli, that's mutter. If, excuse me.
If it was,
that's also if it was ben yomo. Why? So here's the machlokas. How do you look at it? It's on the one hand, you could see it as milchik et fleishik kalim biyachad in this water. Why? Because when you pour it, both kalim are touching the water biyachad. Right? On the other hand, you could say, this isn't biyachad, this is that for that. Because the water leaves the top kli and then goes to the bottom kli. So now, there's no, I don't think there's like an objective right or wrong there. It's a matter of a judgment call. You look at it on the one hand, you can say, no, this water is absorbing taste from both of them at the same time. Therefore, they're both in a biyachad, and that's treif according to Asa Ashkenazi, like the Ran and the Sefer Truma. On the other hand, you can say, no, it left the top kli. Now it's a napar nafet here when it left the top kli. Then it lands in the bottom kli. That's bezach or zeh. That's dogim shalom bekara. Later, you can put them in kuta. So, how do you look at it? That's machlokas. The Ramah right here says, Asur. We view it as biyachad, even though it's flowing downwards. The Ramah is not impressed by the fact it's flowing downwards. He says, nonetheless, it's still biyachad absorbing from both of them. The Shach in Sivkat and Hay quotes this Ramah, and he says, no way. He says this is bazeh achar zeh because it leaves the top one and only then lands the bottom one. So it has a moment of heter. So that's machlokas how to view it. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. What do we say? So the Shach in Sivkot and Yud Zayin, right here. V'im irim kli rishon de'ev u'toras chata shamash ledya de'bein barv etc. Yesh la'atav rokum hefsim ruba olatzarach. So the Shach says, even though I in Sivkot and Hay said that it is that it's mutzer because it's bezech or zeh. It says, even you, the Ramah, and your Sefer Torah's Kafas were make a makam hefsim ruba. So halacha l'maisa, even though it's hard to make that's not close to the Shach and Ramah, and even though even though it's hard to make a machriya between the Shach and the Ramah, halacha l'maisa, you can have two kulas. Number one, even the Torah's Kafas himself said he's making a makam hefsim ruba. And the Chacham Sadim quotes this in Sim and Memches. You can make a Makom Hefsim Ruba. Makom Hefsim Ruba, you can make a. Number two, if you look, the Prima Gadin the Mishnah Dosaf Sukkot Yud Gimel says, "V'nira de'afla Ramah ain osur kiyam atachton." Even the Ramah only says the bottom kli is osur, not the top. So we have two halacha l'maisa. What can halacha l'maisa? We can say even the Ramah would admit the top kli is mutter, and it's all mutter B'makom hefsed meruba. So halacha l'maisa, we can definitely feel safe in saying that makom hefsed meruba, we can make it even shlof makom hefsed meruba. We don't have to worry about the bottom. Even that would be much different than the shach. So this seems to be an interesting svara, like miman of shach. Either it's biyach, what? Either it's biyachad, or it's not. But apparently what the Ramah seems to think is that it's the two blios are coming into the water at the same time, but can't go back into the top clip because the stream is going down. Even though the two blios are coming into the water at the same time, the two blios come to the water at the same time, the water becomes a treif, and then the water falls into the bottom clip, but that treif doesn't go back up to the top clip.
Pouring the water out, the water that left clean in
mid-air,
right? It's not getting a
bleed of buster. So it's a little tricky. What you have to say is that, look, you see, that's what's funny. It's a matter of, Taz used the phrase here, maybe? No, he doesn't use the phrase. Pretty good. We need some keyboard. Right, there's a big discussion. When you pour something, is that considered all attached? is that considered all attached or not? So apparently,
but if it is all,
you've got to make some sort of svara, it's considered all attached. Le'inyan, this, this, and this. For that, we can consider it's all attached. So the two bleas come into the water at once, make it instantaneously not bring out the sewer, and then go into the bottom kli. But it's not considered all attached for the purpose of going back into the top source. That far we don't go. And I admit that's a subtlety, and I admit I can't necessarily explain the lumbus behind it, but that's the interpretation of the Prima Gaddim, and while you don't have to admit the Ramah meant that, since it's Shach and Makel anyway, we should at least be as makel as the Prima Gaddim's interpretation of the Ramah.
Why don't we say that there is some time of hatching between when it gets poured out and actually...
That's what the Shach says.
Oh, that's his...
That's the Shach says. But Zecher is that. First it was in the top plea, then there was a time of hatching when it was poured, then it hit the bottom plea. Apparently the Ramah doesn't think so. He says there's no time of hatching because it's immediately connected to all of them. That's just a judgment call, right? Do you call it a time of hatching or not? Shach says, again, there is a time of hatching. The Ramah says, there is not. That's a good way to put the machlokes. Okay. Yes.
I just jump in after walking in late, but why would you have a hominy that from Svara at the top clearly defined? I was always been thinking this has bothered me for weeks. Why? Of course it's not affected. The water's pouring out. Why would you think it's going to...
Because you could say it's all connected nonetheless. The town can go up even though the water goes down.
Does it make sense logically whatsoever, though?
Okay, who knows? The Prima Gaddim's good. The last heter which we mentioned was, the Ramah says, Biklishenia filobiyachana kol shari. The last heter for washing dishes together, that if it's in a klisheni, then you're okay. So like they do at the restaurants, I think, at least they used to. Nowadays, they probably have dishwashers. They have just filled a bin of water, put it on the counter, and put all the dishes in it. So if they accidentally put the milk and the flaky dishes at the same time, even if they're dirty, it doesn't matter. Even if it was boiling hot, it's a klisheni. Bidi, obviously, that's not l'chafila, but bidi eved, it is all okay. Now, this is not the most pashut thing in the world, because the Taz goes to Marshalu's Machat, the klisheni. When we get to Simon Kafei, you'll see the sheets are greater length. Halacha l'maisa, you know, certainly in this case, the Taz in the end also agrees with the Ramah. Halacha l'maisa, we're making it in a klisheni, in almost all cases, perhaps in all cases. So certainly for our purposes, we can assume that we're making it in a klisheni. No, this is a coincidentally different sheet to the Marshal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One sheet of the Marshal is that a Dover Gush is like Klirisha. The other sheet of the Marshal is that even a Klisheni can cause a Bliya, which is like the Rashba. But let's assume for now Klisheni doesn't cause a Bliya. Okay, now we get into the complicated cases of Yuli. So, the question is this. A Klisheni does not cause any bleas, cause anything to be treif. Let's assume that. Kli Rishon cause all the bleas, cause everything to be treif. What about Iroi? So what's the general rule of Iroi? So here, I don't know if anyone has an old-fashioned shulchan aruch. Okay, I'll apologize because I'm going to turn to another page, which you don't have. But I'm just going to read you like six words, summary, halacha l'maisa, but something we should always remember from the Shach, the Siman Kuf Heis of Katan Hei. The Shach says, I'll just read you the summary, Siman Kuf Heis of Katan Hei. He says, V'anan kainulon dechumra, de'irei dekli rishon mevashal kedei klipa. We hold irei mevashal kedei klipa. We're probably familiar with that from Hilchos Shabbos. Right, Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam, okay, we paskin irei mevashal kedei klipa. Lechumra. V'afilu be'irei shenifsak hakiluach. Remember, we saw machlokes in Siman Tzadi Beis, but what about irei shenifsak hakiluach? So, remember how we paskin there? Mavliya miyaz kedei klipa l'kuli alma. Etc. Is mavliya kedei klipa. This is an important chiluk too. Note, the way we paskin is that, kli rishon mevashel bekulo. Iroi kli rishon mevashel kedei klipa. Iroi shenifsak hakiluach, right? If it's not, if it's a broken stream, right? It's not all attached to the source. Then mavliya kedei klipa. Let's assume klisheni. Klisheni again. Don't be confused. Klisheni means after it lands in the klisheni, and then something touches it, right? As opposed to here, it's in the kli rishon. You're pouring the kli rishon, but it's an unbroken stream. The stream breaks and you have a drop falling from a klibishon. It already landed in the klisheni a second ago, and now you stick a spoon in klisheni. Ain't no mavliya klal. But that's how. Let's assume for now. Now, what's the difference between mevashel kedei klipa and mavliya kedei klipa? So mevashel means it cooks. Mavliya means it causes the bliya to go in, but it's not considered halachically cooking. Now, of course, in what area of halacha would you assume that we care very much whether it's mevashel or mavliya? In Hilchos Shabbos. Ah, okay. In Hilchos Shabbos, right? There's no issur to make a bliya on Shabbos, but there's an issur to cook. And what you mean is for whether to know whether or not it's an issur d'oraisa v'asur chol. It's only an issur d'oraisa v'asur chol if you're mevashel. Absolutely. But there's another reason we care as well, which is that the post can assume, and the Shach already Marambas to it here, that there's a, that even when it comes to bliyas, there's a difference in something that's mevashel or mavliya. What can something that's mevashel do? Not only mavliya, but? Well, this can also be maflit. Mavliya, all maflit, right? What's the difference? Are you getting a time in or getting a time out? But, what can mevashel do? It can be mavliya and maflit at the same time. That's the difference between mevash iroi shelo nifsak hakiluach and iroi shenifsak hakiluach. This is all by way of background. Iroi she iroi shelo nifsak hakiluach we're chosheish like the Rabbeinu Tam is mevashel to be klipa. Mevashel means number one, it cooks for Shabbos. You're chayav. Skila, it would be possible called deraisa. It would be considered derech bishul, and it's mavliya umaflik achas. When did this become a very, very big issue in the Rishonim, whether mavliya umaflik achas or not? If the issugya of meligas tarnagolim, which I think the Shach of Rami is to here, I think you mentioned the phrase. Probably no one knows what meligas tarnagolim is. What's meligas tarnagolim? Plucking the feathers. What does plucking the feathers have to do with pouring hot water? If you just want to pluck the feathers, it's very hard. If you pour boiling water over the chicken, then you can like peel off the feathers. Right? It's the only efficient way, economically efficient way to feather the chicken. So the problem, what's the problem with Maligas Tarnagolim? Why not just boil up the chickens? That you do Maliga before Malicha, and they have dam in them. So what's the problem? So all the Rishonim deal with, is it a problem to pour hot water over the Tarnagolim? And what do we say in the end? We say that if you pour Iroi Kli Rishon on the Tarnagolim, that could potentially make them treifa kedei klipa. Why? Because mavliya maflika achas. It could take the dam out of the chickens, and put it back. If it takes the dam out and put it back, then it's a problem. As opposed to if you pour on the chickens benifsak hakiluach, then we consider those chickens mutter, because it might have gotten the dam out, but it can't put the dam back in. So that's fine. It can get water in, which is fine. You can get dam out, but it can't get dam out and back in because it can't be off the omaflikachas. So then you're okay. Okay, that's where it comes up in Simon Samech Ches, I think. Maybe we'll get to it. The next line. Yeah.
How do you know that's not Mavliya?
That's where we keep Eger's Kasha here. And L'chora, the answer is we'll get to it. Or Moshe has an answer, I might say, we'll definitely, but we'll get to it. But I think the answer ultimately is, now hold on a second. L'chora, the answer is that within one pouring, it can only do one, it can only get the dam out. And if you're talking about pouring the next time, as Rav Moshe says, then you're already pouring the water that already got the dam out is cold by now. So now you're pouring a cold water to heat up cold water and get it into the chickens. That's like doing two things at once. And that's considered mavli umaflikachas. So it's even if you just want to get a liquid into a solid, if you want to get a cold liquid into a cold solid, that's mavli umaflikachas. You have to warm up the liquid by absorbing it into yourself and then put it into the solid. That's what Moshe. We'll come back to it. Now, yeah.
You just asked Eru Kli Rishon. How long does it have to be off the fire to be still considered a Kli Rishon? Is it as long as it's Yatzer Edespo?
Yes, exactly. As long as it's Yatzer Edespo, it's still considered a Kli Rishon. Obviously, Ben Tzius, you'll tell me, you know, there's a difference between if it's been off the fire for a long time, if it's been off the fire for a short time, etc. That's all true Ben Tzius, but since we have to have a general rule, as long as it's Yatzer Edespo, it is still a Kli Rishon. Let me just fill in some Chazar for us so that we can have a fuller picture. What if it was, now this is a little tricky, but what about Iroi Shenizchal Al Gabi Kira? Right, what if it dripped, right, it dripped down a counter? What would the din be in that case? Anyone remember what happens if it's Iroi Shenizchal Al Gabi Kira Benifsa Kakiluach? Then it's like cliche. Shenizchal al gabi kira v'nifsek hakiluach, then it's like a kishen. If it was nizchal al gabi kira stam, then it's like real iroi. Which type of iroi? I'll figure out. Okay. Now we're ready for our sugya. Back to the Ramah, just a few very, very difficult lines of Ramah. By the chaf beis of the gra. Avalam ira mayim rotchim she'enon shal basar v'lo shal chalav al kilim shal basar shal chalav v'yachad. But if you poured boiling water, which is neither milk nor fish, you poured power of water on fleishig and milky dishes together, right? You had a sink, in the sink was fleishig and milky dishes, and you turned on the hot water tap. That's ira kli rishon, right? The hot water tap is a kli rishon because it's all connected to the boiler. So you opened up the hot water tap, and the water landed on milk and flesh dishes at the same time. Vafilu shuman dalek b'hem. Even if they're dirty, hakol shari, everything is mutter. The ein iroi kikli rishon mamish sheyasa shakilim shema ari alehem yivlu uzem izeh. Because iroi, even though it's not like a kli, it's like a kli rishon, at least for kli kli, but it's not mamish like a kli. And it doesn't make the kelim boleya one from another. Now you have to figure out what this Ramah means. What's the svara of this Ramah? What's Sham? What's his makar? If you trace the Sham back from the Isra Hetter. What's the svara of this Ramah? He says Eroi will not make one thing boleya from another thing. Now, what's the only problem? That what do I just mention to you, put on the board from Levi's Tiny Golden? What do we hold about Eroi? That? It's Mavashal Kekli, means Mavliyam Aflika Achas. What does it mean, Mavliyam Aflika Achas? It does make one thing Bolea from another thing. So what is Ramah trying to tell us? What's shot in the Ramah? Right, the Ramah has a great heter. Notice how great this heter of the Ramah is. What the Ramah says is that if you wash dishes through Eroi, you can never make anything treif. The only way to make things treif is to pour from a milchik onto fleishik, or pour milk onto fleishik, or pour fleish onto milchik, or pour from a fleishik dish onto a milchik dish. But if you're pouring neutral water, pure tap water, no matter what it lands on, sinks, dishwashers, etc., it can never make anything treif. That's the Ramah. Eroi does not have the power to make one kli voleya from another kli. The question is, what does he mean? Eroi does have the power to be maflin mavliya ka'achas. So what's the svar of the Ramah? So what's the svar of the Ramah? This could be a thought question because you could think of a different svara, but I mean this is in the fourth shachar. What's the svara of the Ramah? What? Yeah, you're right. What'd you say? Oh no, that's not true. Because let's review. If you pour from a kli rishon onto a chicken, you've made a treif kedei klipa because you get the dam out and put the dam back in. Because Eroi can make one thing absorbed into another thing. It can be mavli or mavli ka'achas. So what does the shach? How does the shach explain the Ramah? So that's an interesting svara. That is not what the shach says. Although that is, I think, how Rav Yisrael Yaakov Weiss understands the Ramah. You could have said, what the Ramah means is that why won't it cause one thing to answer another thing? And Rav Moshe also has a certain degree of partiality to this. Because there are two different places. So once it's like, goes from one place to another, it's mutter. Okay, hold that thought in mind. Well, if there are two kelim in the sink, it lands on one kli, and then goes on to the other kli, so then it's already broken. But we'll come back to that.
What speed is that?
What? Nothing yet. The shach. How does the shach interpret the Ramah? Exactly. The shach says, what does the shach say? It says, kashali, damashma, etc., d'irvashma, d'eklipa, and it's maflun mavliya. So what does he say in the Ramah? What do you have to say to the Ramah? Even though Eroi is maflun mavliya ka'achas, but is it maflit umavliya ka'achas litokli? After all, into a chicken it will be. You pour into a chicken, it'll get down out of the chicken and put it back in the chicken. And then it'll be treif. Because I didn't mention this dog, but dam is only treif if it goes out and comes back in. The dam is naturally in something, it's not treif. So, but that's because the chicken is soft. A dish is hard. Can Eroi be powerful enough to take a bliya out of one thing and put it into a dish? So, the answer is, the Ramah says no. That's the heter that Eroi can never, neutral Eroi, as long as the Eroi starts out neutral, it's pariv water or soup from a pariv kli, it can never cause any kli to get trafed. It can't cause food to get trafed up. But it can't cause a kli to get trafed up because Eroi can't get tam out of one thing and into a hard kli. And if Jeff will ask, well, what if there's actually milk there at fleishik dishes? Maybe you could just get the milk into the fleishik dish, doesn't have to get it out of anything. No, since it has to warm up the milk, Moshe says that's like getting the coldness out of the milk and then putting the milk into the kli. That it doesn't have the power to do. That's, and what does the shach think? The shach says yes. That's the machlokes between the Ramah and the shach. The shach says yes.
What?
Yes, it can be machlit and get a gli into a kli. Therefore, the shach says, if you pour water from the tap onto dirty milk and fleishik dish at the same time, it will taka make them treif. It'll be machlit from the meat schmutz into the milk kli, from the milk schmutz into the fleishik kli, and everything will be treif. And so, and we hold like the Shach. Now, however, what about the following case?
If we look him in the Kli, what the Kli is made out of?
Theoretically, there could be, and Moshe deals with this based on the first Yerushalmi, but the poskim here do not assume that. What about, stick with this, right? Is it, what about an even harder job? Maflit mikli umavlia litochli. Can it at the same time, we give it one hard job, to maflit umavlia into a kli? How about to get things out of a kli and into a kli, another kli? That's much harder, because you have to get out of something hard and into something hard. Does it either together at the same time? I mean, either way it can. If I pour milk onto a fleshy kli, that gets the milk, and hot milk into a fleshy kli gets the milk into a kli. If I pour hot water onto a fleshy kli, it gets the flesh into the water. That's easy. But to pour hot water and get taste out of a milk kli into a fleshy kli, or out of a fleshy kli into a milk kli, can either even go that far? So, what does the Shach say about this? Is that what it says?
No.
I'm not asking about not for not. I'm asking about Iroi. So the Shach says exactly. Tzorich Iyun Mutter Rak B'Makom Hefsid Meruba. That's the Shach. Tzorich Iyun, meaning the Rambam might be partially right. And Mutter B'Makom Hefsid Meruba. That's the Shach. Now. Now, let's translate that back to the cases of the Shach and see what the Shach actually paskins in his cases. Now that we have the klolim down, don't worry, there's more klolim. But now that we have the klolim down, let's see, let's hazard what the Shach paskin based on those klolim. Okay. What if I hot water onto dirty chalavi and bisari? What would the din be? Based on what we just said, who would say what? What? The Rambam says, good mutter. The Shach would say Osir, because the Shach says it can get Tom out of the dirt. It would get Tom out of the fleshy dirt into the milky kli, out of the milky dirt into the fleshy kli, and, or whatever, out of both dirts together, make Basar B'Cholov and get it into the Kalim. The Ketzer, it's Osir. Just to add in some Shitas, the Taz and the Prima Gadim agree with the Shach that it is Osir. The Shach quotes from the Ramah in the Torah Skatas. Shield. Gamarash, Lug, Lohakim, etc. And even the Ramah in the Torah Skatas. He was makel only for Hefsid Meruba. Even the Rambam, the Torah Chatas, wasn't really so makel on this. He said, you know what? It seems the minute would be to be machmer less than Hefsid Meruba, but it doesn't matter. So the Shach, the Tad, and the Prima Gadim say it's also legamri. Chach was up in the note that maybe you could say that Hefsid Meruba could be makel. Like most folks can assume it's also legamri. Good. Next case of the Taz. Excuse me, I'm sorry. What about Shach, I apologize. On clean Kli Isser and Heter. I have clean treif and kosher dishes. Again, assume everything's been yomo here, and I pour hot water on them. Then what would the din be? What? What would the din be? What would the Rambam say?
Oh,
that's easy. Mutter. What would the Shach say? Who said that? Exactly. The Shach. Mutter b'makom hefset merubah. Why? Because there's no food. There's no food. There is just a treif dish and a kosher dish. So what would the Uri have to do? Get Tom out of the treif dish into the kosher dish? Getting out of a hard kli and into a hard kli? That, Shach says, makom hefset merubah. That's not so clear. Now, here's a case which I'm not sure if it was mefurish or not. How about a clean treif dish and a dirty kosher dish? What would you say about that? And the Shach. Exactly. This is the exact same thing. Meaning, who cares if there is if there is a dirty heter dish? That's kosher food. There is still no treif food. The only treif is in the kli. And again, we don't care if the milch, if the kosher dirt gets treif. We care if the kosher kli. So the question is, can Ira get Tom out of a kli into a kli? Ma would say, of course not. Shach would say, Mutter makom hefset merubah. I'd also point out, yeah?
Saying, yeah, but if on the tzad that it does get a bliya out of the iser, and then it gets the heter, so that's going to be nasty, that's going to be a problem. It's going to ask the...
Okay, that's where we give Eger slash Jeff's question, which I'll come back to in the exact tzior that he asked it. Here's another question, which I thought, I don't know if it's explicit there. How about clean heter and dirty iser? What would this be the same as? Logically? Exactly. Because the question is, you have dirty iser, meaning you have iser food. The question is, can you get the tam out of the iser food and into a kli? And that's the original lachol tzvi norma on the Shach. Good. Now let's go to basar b'chalav, and this is a little tricky. How about onto clean bisari and chalavi? How about onto clean bisari and chalavi? So now this is a little tricky. One second. One second. I apologize. Hold on. I want to stick on four because I realize Rabbi Kiva Eger slash David slash Jeff is on four. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the question here. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, on this case, what did we say? We said if it was a dirty iser kli. How about this case? Clean iser and dirty heter. We said, Shach says, Mutter b'makom hefset merubah. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the question on him. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the following kasha. He says, one second, clean naki the basar. He asked about both these cases. He asked it. Let's hold on to it for a second. What would you say about number five? Apologize. What would you say about number five?
What's the difference between five and two?
What's the difference between five and two? So you would think that five is the exact same as two, except for what factor could you add in this case?
Whether the basar or the meat, the
what's the only
has to mix. I mean, it's already asar number two.
What halachic category is the difference between five and two?
Five and two.
What halacha category could apply to five, not two? Not bar not. So what the Shach says in the end is, you could have said it's the same as two. Can water, right? Can Eroy get Tom out of a Kli into a Kli? But the Shach says, Mutter because of not bar not. The Shach says there's a heter of not bar not. Now, this gets a little tricky. Why? Because isn't this machlokes rechav in the Ramah, whether you can say not bar not when you wash two dishes at the same time? So apparently, this actually is l'shitase of the other Shach. Right? The Shach says, remember, I held, when the water's moving down, right, then you view that as bazeh harzeh, you say it has a moment of heter, you don't view it as washing them together. So the Shach says, in this case, you would think, I should only be making makom hefsa beruba, because I'm not sure if Eroy can get taste out of a Kli and put it into a Kli. But over here, I'm going to be making legamrei, because since the water is pouring downwards, even if it did get the taste out of one Kli, even if it did get the taste out of one Kli, it would wash that taste down, and before that taste could get to another Kli, there would be a moment in the middle when it was still traveling, and it would have a moment of heter in the middle. So the Shach would say, in this case, it would sort of be motor mimonisha. According to the Ramah, it's motor because Eroy can't get taste out of a Kli and put it into a Kli. According to the Shach, it's motor because Eroy is always a heter of not bar nah. Remember, the Ramah says, that was what we erased in the green, that Eroy is considered to have no moment of heter. The Shach said Eroy is considered to have a moment of heter. So if the Eroy lands on a flesh and milk and Kli together, then first it has to get the time out of the milk and Kli. And don't tell me, oh, the toms mixed together, right? They mix together immediately. Because there's also, don't tell me the toms mixed together immediately, because in this case, the Eroy gets one time out and then flows to the next Kli. So the time it flows to the next Kli, there's been a moment of heter, and we call that not bar not. So it should have been like two, but he gives it a heter of not bar not. Now there's only one case we haven't dealt with yet, right? There's only one case we haven't dealt with. yet.
And that is, okay,
six onto clean chalavi and dirty bisari. I don't think we have to deal with clean bisari and dirty chalavi. It's the same thing. So, what would you say about this case? I pour into clean chalavi and dirty bisari. What would you say in this case? What? What would you compare this to?
What was the Ramah's Pesach number five?
What?
What was
the Ramah's
Pesach number five?
He would say, of course it's Mutter. The Ramah would say Mutter because it's like two. Okay, what would you say about number six? What is number six the equivalent of? This gets a little tricky.
The Shach say that the chalavi is asur.
What? Okay, whatever you say, you're going to be wrong, actually. I think. Yeah, because the answer is... What did you say?
Sorry.
A split. The answer is a split. Where am I going to write this? Let me just... make me some room here. The answer is it depends which Kli we're talking about. The Kli Chalavi or the Dirty Bisari Kli. If you want to know if the clean Kli became treif or not, then what would you say? The status of the clean Kli depends on whether Eroy can do what? From food into Kli. So that would be like which? Like one, right? And Shach would say, Aser. Why? Because here you have a milchik Kli, and there's fleshik dirt. So can the Eroy get the fleshik dirt into the milchik Kli? The answer is, that's machlokes in the Ramban Neshavka. You were get something out of one thing and into a kli. But for the dirty fleishit kli, like two, and the Shach would say, mutter, bimakom, hefsid maruba. Why? Because you have a dirty fleishit kli. The fleishit dirt is fine. The problem is the melchit kli. So can you get taste out of a melchit kli and into the fleishit kli? Well, that depends. If you can get taste out of one kli and into another kli, which the Shach is mutter, bimakom, hefsid maruba. That is the Shach. Okay. The Rabbi Kiva Eger has a problem with this. And Rabbi Kiva Eger has a problem with most of these. And that was Jeff and David's problem. Rabbi Kiva Eger's problem is, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Asar af b'makom hefsek meruva. Why is it Asar af b'makom hefsek meruva? One second. Oh, no, here I am. Yeah, sorry, this one. Why is it Asar af b'makom hefsek meruva? Because in the first pouring, what will happen? The Kli Chalavi will Asar, if you'll allow my yeshivishism, the the fleishik lechluch, the fleishik dirt. Everyone knows irik means mafli mavliya into a food, right? That's Malika's time to go. So when you pour your first irik, you'll get time out of the fleishik kli, and into, out of the milchik kli, and into the fleishik dirt. Now that fleishik dirt is chanan. Now the second pouring, the time will go, the the chanan dirt, you know, or schmutz, will aser the kli besari. So he says, he thinks taket's aser, because look at two stages. First stage, the milchit kli will aser the fleishik dirt. And second stage, the fleishik dirt, which is chanan, will aser the fleishik kli. Therefore, it is, you don't need, he says, what are you talking about? It's only usher if Ira can get taste more clean to a clean. No, the first Ira will get taste more clean to food, and this make that food chanan. The second Ira will get taste for the food back into the clean. So everything's straight, even Makam Hefsa Ruba, according to the Shach. That is the Rabbi Kiva Eger's problem. And he says that he doesn't really have an answer to this problem. And because of that, he argues with the Shach and says, Asur legamre. The Achronim argue whether we accept this or not. The Prima Gadim accept this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the Chachmas Adam don't. The question is, what would the Shach say back to him, Taka? Why don't we say the first time the Iroi will get taste from the milchit kli into the fleishik dirt, and then next time from the fleishik dirt into the fleishik kli? Seems like a good time, no? Seems like a good time, no? Why wasn't the Shach worried about this?
So? Well, what does the Shach mean when he does bring up the
what?
Shach brings Lufizagam against the Lusser of Allah, Shachem and Naki, Ephem and Naki, Shanaki, Osir, Chen, Naki.
He named him the Naki Nas Nevelo, Chosra, Osir, Hashem. He's talking about the cleaving Nas Nevelo. He's not talking about the Lichloch being Nas Nevelo and Osir and something else. Like that, he doesn't seem to worry about. Why is he worried about the Lichloch becoming Nas Nevelo and Osir and something else? I'm not 100% sure how he gets out of the Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. So it seems to be a good kasha. Sorry. Okay, I'm not exactly sure how he gets out of that kasha. Seems to be a reasonable kasha. Okay, that is the Shach. Now, we have to do one more shach, and then we're ready for halacha l'maisa. The last shach is of Katan Yudches. Sivkat Yudches. The cost of a Torah's chata shom, b'shem isra v'heter. Da filu b'ma'arami klishal isra v'klishal heter. Even if you pour from a treif kli onto kosher kelim, ein lesser raka klisha baki locha iruya lov. You only answer the kli that the kiloach landed on, not another kli. Now, what's the... You only ask for the kli the kiloach landed on, not another kli. Now, offhand, what case would you compare this to? What case would you compare this to? You only ask for the kli the kiloach landed on, and not another kli. What's the case? Let's remember. You have treif landing on a whole bunch of kosher dishes. Right? You only ask for the first kli. What would you think to compare that to?
It's not like all other klis are like klishenis now. It's not like it's klishon anymore because it's like the kluach isn't continuing.
Aha! So you would say that it is, well, is it continuous or not? When I pour water onto a pile of dishes, what happens?
It is in some way, but it's deflected in some way also.
Aha, okay, good. So let's see what Moshe Feinstein does with this. But first of all, what case out of everything we've learned, but not the things we learned a long time ago, would you most compare this to? What happens to the water? It sort of trickles down. Here. It seems like Iru Sheh Nischal looks like Iru Sheh Nischal Agabe Kira. Is it Nifsak HaKiluach or Lo Nifsak HaKiluach? V'lo Nifsak HaKiluach. Okay, what's the Pesach of Iru Sheh Nischal Agabe Kira V'lo Nifsak HaKiluach? If hot water goes down the counter into a fleshy pot? Sir. What does the Shachter say?
Okay.
Shachter said mutter. So what's Pshat here exactly? So this Shach, I think, is going to be the key in understanding the Sugya of Six. It's a strange Shach. It's actually not a strange Esra Heter, because... Hold on one second. Oh, that's a girl. One second. Yeah. It's not a strange Isser V'Heter. Because the Isser V'Heter never said that thing about the Irish and Nischal Gavi Kira. That wasn't an Isser V'Heter. That was a Truma Sedeshim. I know that. We think all of those are Isser V'Heter. So. But the Shach is tricky. So what do you do with this Shach? It seems to be a stira. What about Irish and Nizchal? How come Irish and Nizchal again in Simon Sadi Bays was Mavliyak that was Asher Kedei Klipa? But in Simon, in the Shas, in Sadi Hiskot and Yuches is not. So the Prima Gadim here, I think, asks that question. Yeah, no, he doesn't, here he doesn't address it explicitly. One second. The Prima Gadim on the Shah, Semen Sadi Heitzimkat Yud Ches, says, the second paragraph, Av Yudega, Shemashikot Ha'klishin Anitzim Bo Sharpu. When he says the second plea is mutter, yesh bo miyahir, needs eel. If you know, shkaz haram, sadi beis, if tzayi, the kiluach, when yirot, hafiz, not so nenes, and lo nifzik, kiluach, afshin, iskal, gabi, kiru, so nenes, lo hafiz, klisheni. the needs of Kibar. He says, start in, it's a stira between the Shach, Simtsadi, Simchat Yudches, and the Ramah, Simtsadi, Simchat Zayin. And it's not like the Shach rejected the Ramah. Right? The Shach accepted the Ramah. That's a big stira. And what does he say in the end? In the end, he says, the last paragraph, if you have divided into paragraphs like I use it, or the next paragraph, Ma Eser Shabbat, Nosa Garmish, Loza Chisa, Lavin Kolze, says Taka, I wasn't Zochel Havin, Sof Dover, Kolnish, Molin, and Dina. He says, you have to be Machmer because he doesn't understand the Shach. So the Prima Gadim says, Taka, it's a Stira. Let's see, what can I do? Right? Here we have Aser, this is Brahma, Tzadi Beis, Sif Zayin. Yet we have Mutter, that's the Shach, Simen Tzadi Heis of Kat Mir Ches. So how do we answer the Stira? So one way is the Prima Gadim cannot answer the Stira. We just have to be Machmer. And we'll see, the Minchas Yitzchak agrees with him. Now there's a Chavos Das. The Chavos Das is in Sivkot and Sadi Beis. It's not here. The Chavos Das is Sivkot and Sadi, Sim and Sadi Beis, Sivkot and Chav Gibel. The Chavos Das, I don't really understand his answer. Neither do Ramosha. If someone wants to go home and try and figure it out and explain to me why, you know, it really makes perfect sense, I'd appreciate that very much. But he's also bothered by this. He says, how come over there we say, if it drips down something, it's still Iri? Yet over here we say it's Mutter. So he says, what?
He says it here.
Oh, he says it here also?
Yeah.
Okay. Which Sivkotni?
Yeah, here.
Sorry. He says it, Simen Tzadi Hei, Sivkotni Yud, Ayin Shach, etc. of Ayin, etc. Ayin Ashikosim L, right? Delotiksha Misham Lakan. No, he just says Ayin above, so that it won't be difficult. Then he goes on to discuss something else. But what he says above is, and I'll just read you the Lashon. Tzadi Beis Vkat Nechav Gimel. Yeah, he says, "V'hinei l'chor yir stirulas ani es v'hetter etc." Shekasim da'osu klishayin a'ir b'chlus and yitzok lo min she'irik klivishal ve'inim v'vashal v'gam she'in b'shabzin osu lin aruch and rachel talman etc. Chim pas kashach as mitzadi es kut yirches seems like a stira etc. etc. So then he says, "V'chein yirav harav lo." So he says, "Lochein yirav the africh was des harav lo karmak she'in yochel es karmi etal tami achshav tibach rone inim enicha rishon es karik." That's the answer of the, where's my red? Of the Chavos Das. Chavos Das says, Iroi shenizchal algabe kira mavliya o maflit ve'eino mevashel. So, what does the Chavos Das say? He adds, or shenizchal al gabi kira elo nifsa kakilua. He says, even though it was an unbroken stream, since it's along the surface, therefore the Chavos Das says, since it's traveling along a cold surface, it's the equivalent of Nifsa Kakilua. And it can be of Lior Mafla, but not Mevashel. Therefore, how does he answer the Stira? In Simen Sadi Beis, when it's hot milk that lands on a fleshed pot, so it could be Mavliya into the fleshed pot. But over here, when it's water falling on milk, it can flesh it, so it can't be Mafla from the milk and Mavliya into the flesh, or Mafla from the flesh and Mavliya into the milk. That is the answer of the Chavos Das. Now, the Prima Gadim says, of course, this doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't this make any sense? Sounds like a good answer. Irish and Ishal Gam Kira can be Mavliya, so hot milk will go into a fleshed pot. But it can't be Maflit, it can't get milk into meat or get meat into milk if it's just water. Right? If you just pour water, it can't get meat into milk or milk into meat. Look at the Shach Tzadihei Yud Ches again. Tell me why this answer doesn't work for Chalal.
You just said that Hebrew can't get, Hebrew Kli Rishon can't get, if that's even a subject, you can get from Kli to Kli, you can get from Kli to Ochel. That's not.
Okay, but let's assume, let's be not right then. What's the case for the Shah, Sin Sadi Yisim Kadim Yud Ches? Did he say it's water landing on meat and milk? What does he say? Eroi, Afilum Arami Kliso Isser, even if you're pouring treif. Hold on. If you're pouring treif onto Kalim, then does that have to be Mavliya Umaflit to treif them up? I'm pouring it, I cooked in a treif pot, I now have treif Chazer Chanan water. All that has to do is Mavliya into the Kli. So the Chavos Das, this is what the Green Gadim says. It's just not a good answer, because the Chavos Das wants to make a very nice long shchiluk. He says, Irish in Eskalagabikira, once it drips from one thing to another, it can be Mavliya itself into a Kli, but it can't be Mavliya from something else and Mavliya into a Kli. But if you're talking about treif water, then all it has to do is Mavliya itself into the Kalim. So why can't the treif just be Mavliya into all the Kalim? It doesn't have to be Mavliya from anything. It's already treif. So, again, maybe someday someone can be shot in the Chavos Das, but the people done didn't have shot in the Chavos Das, or Moshe Feinstein didn't have shot in the Chavos Das, no one has shot in the Chavos Das. Then if it's argument. It's good to know his shita, but it doesn't answer this question. So Tak Adam answered this question. The Chavos Das gave an answer that doesn't work. The Prima Gadim says the Shach didn't know what he's talking about. So lots of Shach. So the only one who actually answers this question is the Igros Moshe. And this Psak is really, well, see, the Psak on Sinks is characteristic of the Igros Moshe in two ways. Not only because he's more practical and Mako than some of the other Poskim, as we'll see, in terms of his sort of philosophical orientation, in terms of his orientation towards Chomer and Kula. But also, we know that the Derech of the Igros Moshe was that if you have a svar and it's a Mochar svar, you paskin based on it. As opposed to other Poskim will say, you don't paskin based on svaras. The fact that's why, one of the reasons why, right, it's very, very famous that, you know, the Sotmers hated promotion, they did this tip and that tip, etc. And, you know, and everyone pinpoints, oh, because they fought about artificial insemination and this and that. But the Ikar, we all know that, you know, no one, like, slashes someone's tires because they differ about one halachic issue. So Taka, they thought he said a terrible psak. You don't think every post-it said a psak that some other community thought was a terrible psak that was Matar Biggie Surin? The difference was that they held that he was Ashkafically not Orthodox. That's why they were so upset at him, not because of one psak. Because Ramosha's derech of psak was to try and figure out the Svaren Paskin based on it. That's why many Jews of Ramosha are so good, even for Gemara learning, if you're not interested in psak. You know, in Gemara, if you're not interested in Psak, you read through a lot of tshuvas, they won't add any one of this to the sugya. For Moshe, will crack open the sugya for you, because he's trying to get at the svar of the sugya, the core of the sugya. Well, the Sofer's held that no. You don't paskin based on svaras. Who are we to have svaras? You paskin based on looking through books from hundreds of, or at least books from Europe. You paskin by looking through svaras from Europe until you find what people much greater than you, who you don't approach their fingernail, have said about the issue, and you don't give your svara. That is, and that's a very serious philosophical machlokes, and that explains. It's not like, you know, there are some crazy soccer people who every time someone says something disagreed with decided to get mad at him and call him names. No, it's a very fundamental philosophical machlokes over what Orthodox Judaism means. So, let's get back to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, I'm not going to paskin based on looking at a Chavos Das and looking at a Prima Gadim, and I mean, if they give you pshat, fine. But no one's given us pshat yet. So Rav Moshe says, I'm going to paskin based on getting pshat. So what's pshat? So what does Rav Moshe say? Now again, I wish we had time to go through the whole tshuva Rav Moshe inside, and I'll go through everything inside, but we don't, and hopefully you can do it on your own. What I will do now is summarize the parts that are most relevant for going from the sugya to the halacha l'maisa without all the details, and then you could go back and look at it yourself. I won't summarize all of it, only the parts that are sort of the most direct route from the sugya to the psak. How does Rav Moshe answer the stira? That's what he said. How does Rav Moshe answer the stira? So Rav Moshe says, if you want a copy here. Yeah. If you look on page 7 Samach Vav, where I bracketed, right? I helped you a little bit. Chazin and Mefurish, page Samach Ches, Chazin and Mefurish, Meshach, Kitchel, Kibishon, Levav, Lechshav, Lomifsek, Hakibua. It says just something connected to Kibishon is not automatically called Lomifsek, Hakibua. Elevim, Mekiluach, while Shnevar, Mixel, Tangos, Mixel, Machmas, only if the Kibuach simultaneously hits two things. Aval, Kibuach, Urakal, Tangos, Levav, Shom, knows Nizchal, Machmas. If the kiluach hits one thing and then flows to something else, nechshav nifsek hakiluach af shema kosher. It's called nifsek hakiluach even though it's connected. What's Rav Moshe saying here? Rav Moshe is saying we have to have an expanded definition of nifsek hakiluach. You thought nifsek hakiluach meant, you know, here's your kiluach and here's a hefsek and here's another drop. Moshe says no. There's another ofen called nifsek hakiluach. What's called nifsek hakiluach? If something flows through the air, that's lo nifsek hakiluach. Even if something flows down a counter, that's lo nifsek hakiluach. But if something flows through the air, lands on something, and then rolls down that thing, even though there's no break, that's called nifsek hakiluach. Says that's nifsek hakiluach. That's not nizchal al gabi kira v'lo nifsek hakiluach means it's straight. It doesn't land and then start flowing. It just flows down a whole kira. But if it falls through the air, lands on something, and then bounces off it and flows down it, even if it doesn't bounce very high, that's called nifsek hakiluach. That is Rav Moshe's chiddush, and that's how Rav Moshe explains the shach. Rav Moshe says that's the chiddush misvara. It's not totally misvara. He gets it from. He can't be sure that he can make up svara and know they're right. He gets it from a shach and siman samaches, which seems to imply. He reads as implying this svara.
What's the general svara of nifsek hakiluach?
The general svara of nifsek hakiluach is just very common sense, intuitive. If there's a break in your connection to the original heat source, then there's nothing keeping you so hot. So Rav Moshe says, even though there's no airspace, in between this water, it lands on one thing and then rolls down it. Since it landed in one place and then had to bounce off something and roll, even though there's no, like, break of airspace in between, that means it's not as connected. It's already been, like, shocked by hitting something else. It's not as connected to its original source, and that's called nefsek hakiduach. That's the chiddush of Rav Moshe. And everything flows from there.
What would nisal look like to him, then?
What?
What would the diagram of nisal look like to him that's not nisal?
Okay, good. What would nisal look like that's not? So that's what he says. One second. Says, where did I read until? Yeah. Because it's not going straight, it had to bounce in there, that's called a hefsek. And he then adds, thank you, Adam, he says, the case, now, you can accuse him of making no kimta. The case of Irosh Nizcha v'lo nifsek hakiluach. What does it mean, Nizcha v'lo nifsek hakiluach? Nizcha v'lo nifsek hakiluach means, here's my melting pot, and it has, it has a hole in the bottom, and the milk travels over a kira and hits a fleshy pot. That's Nizcha v'lo nifsek hakiluach. It never had to hit something and change direction. It just flowed down that. Counter. It didn't land and then flow down the counter. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. If you fall through the air and then land on something and flow down it, that's called nifsek hakiluach. And on that, he bases everything.
Just
If it slides down the side of the path, that's also changing direction?
So if it slides down the side of the path, this is, it's not clear to me exactly. excuse me, sorry. Exactly what the Hayekin Timsa is, meaning what if it,
you're saying, goes like this?
It's still in the story.
But I can still see him being mocked from that, because even on the outside of the pot, it's still in the Kli Rishon. Even the outside of the pot is a Kli Rishon, so it could be that it only left the Kli Rishon when it started going sideways. So my intuition would be he would call that Lomer Sakha Kiluach. But that's Ramosha's Chish. Now this is a Chish. But he's saying Misvach because he's the only one in the world, that I've heard of, who can explain the Shach. The only one in the world who can explain a Shach is a Mitzadi Yezikot in Yudches. So he says, but it's a Chiddush. When something flows through the air without a break, that's Lo Nefsach HaKiluach. Something runs down a counter without a break, that's Lo Nefsach HaKiluach. But it flows through the air and then bounces and then flows, even though there's no physical break, there's a break in the Kiluach, because the Kiluach stopped and had to change course. That's Ramosha's Chiddush. That's the Yesod of Kishim.
But Ramosha is going to be more if the... whatever deflects it is boiling hot itself. Would he even be more there that it's still considered Nifsach Kiluach?
If it's a boiling hot Kli Rishon?
In other words, yeah. If like this.
No, if it lands on a Kli Rishon, then it starts the clock again. If it lands on a Kli Rishon, then it starts the clock again. Only if it lands on a cold thing, or a Kli Sheni or something. So that's what Ramosha says. Ramosha says that a bouncing change of direction is called Nifsak HaKiluach. And therefore, when it lands on something and then rolls down, that's called Iroi Sheh Nizchal Gal Hirva Nifsak HaKiluach. And that's like a cliche. That's why it's mutter. That's Ramosha's Chiddush. Now, we're ready to understand what he says about sex. Excuse me. So now I'm ready to get a little complicated. I'm going to have to erase something. Okay. I apologize. I'm going to have to erase something. I wish I could keep everything, but I can't.
We're ready to go. It's okay. We're ready to go.
Yeah, no, I realize that. I just wish I could still point to it. But, okay. Now, let's talk about sex. Rav Moshe says, what's the din to use the same sink for milchik inflation? So now let's think about it. How is a sink bolea? Through Eli, right? Everyone, to best of my knowledge, they haven't yet invented a sink with a fire in it. Right? Yeah?
Is there a discussion of the boiler
for the H? The Chazon Ish. Yeah. The Chazon Ish is Truma Sedeshin. Yes, Michal Yitzchak brings that up, that there is a Shita of, I mean, it's not only the Chazon Ish, but some Achron based on the Truma Sedeshin, and that if you have Iri not from the Kli Rishon, but Iri from the fire, then that might be, meaning not just Iri, like you take a tea kettle off the fire and pour it, but you leave the tea kettle on the fire and pour it. Then that, what? Yeah, whatever the case may be. Then that might be worse than regular Iroi, because that would be considered Kli Rishon Mamish. Because that would be considered Kli Rishon Mamish. And the Minchas Yitzchak does bring up that Svara to say that sinks might be more chomer than we think, because it could be coming from the boiler while the gas is on. In which case, it might be more common than regular Iroi, but our emotion doesn't take that into account.
The thing is that usually not the whole pipe will get as hot as wood.
Right, but nonetheless, it's an unbroken chain from where the fire is. So, they bring up that story. But let's do our emotion for now. How can a sink be bolea? So, emotion is a two-step process. Number one, can a sink get treif? And number two, can a treif sink make your kalim treif? So, can a treif sink make your kalim treif? What do you think? Let's say a sink was treif. Would it make your kalim treif?
It seems to be sense. You have a sink here, then you have another pot on top of that. That hot water that's flowing through could transportation from the sink into the pot above it.
Okay, let's take this example. Treif sink. Kosher dishes. What do you think? Can a treif sink make your dishes treif? So, what would the Ramah say? Can a treif sink make your dishes treif? What?
No,
because Eroi cannot be maflit umavliya into a pli. How about the shach? Can a treif sink make your dishes treif? What would the shach say? Can a treif sink make your dishes treif?
Yeah.
What? Well,
the thing is, if you're passing it like the Igros Moshe, it was just the second of the water.
Okay, yeah, hold on. First of all, he'd say, but Makam Hefsid Maruba is a mutter. Why? Because Makam Hefsid Maruba, Eroi, we make of it, can't be Mavliya Mikli, Umaflu Utov Kli. Right? So this is the issue of Mavliya Umaflit. Latokhli. Is the green readable, Bacham? Okay. And this is the issue of Mavliya, Mikli, Umaflet, Lekli. So now, of course, this is still a problem, right? Because we pass like the shach, and it's not a Hefsan Maruba. Right? Not a Hefsan Maruba. I don't get another thing. What?
You will keep losing your kalim.
What? No, they don't keep losing your kalim. You'll just find a different way of washing dishes. Right, you put a tub in your sink, but there's another factor. One second, there's another factor here as well. According to the shach, there's another shach. According to Rav Moshe, the shach who says that with the dishes, what does he say? If water lands on one dish. It only answers the place it lands, because once it bounces or makes a right or left turn, it's now as if Irish and Nizkal Gabakir and Nifsakakiloch and it's mutter. So the Shach would really say, but always mutter. Once it lands and bounces. Right? So really, unless the water, if the water, where does the water land in a sink? Let's say it lands, you know, on the sink and then flows to a dish. Or it lands on a dish and then flows to a sink. So then it would be mutter according to the Ramah and mutter according to the Shach. He says we don't know if the Ramah would agree with the Shach or not, but it doesn't matter. Then it would be mutter according to everyone. So Rav Moshe says, he says, look, even if you have a treif sink, even if you have a treif sink, Rav Moshe says it's always mutter lekuli alma. It's mutter lekuli alma, unless he doesn't say this. But I guess the only tsiyur where it wouldn't be mutter lekuli alma is
no.
If the water, if the sink gets stopped up and the water rises, then what do we call that sink full of water?
Cliche.
We call that a cliché. Again, I don't know what I was going to say. We call that sink a cliché. If the water is standing still on the sink, that's a cliché.
As the Yerushalayim.
What? That's where the Chazanish might beg to differ.
What if it falls by four?
Unless, and this is where Moshe doesn't say, unless you have a case where, you know, here's your sink, and here's like one little fork, and the water sort of lands at the same time on that fork in the sink. Then, that's sort of the only case, which Rav Moshe doesn't totally address, where we should worry about it. And even in that case, it's still mutter. But mutter have some ruba, right? Even in that case, mutter mutter have some ruba, because to get out of a clean into a clean, Ramah would say it's mutter, and the Shach would say mutter mutter have some ruba. So even in that case, but you're right, Ramosha sort of doesn't address that. That's a little bit of a tricky Indian. But that case we could see being a bit of a, you know, we could see being a shach. But in most cases, it's mutter kaliyama.
Couldn't you say that even in that case, the same water that's hitting the fork is not being the same?
Ah, so Ramosha deals with that at great length. He deals with that at great length, and he assumes that no, the shach would have to admit that's called the same water. Because remember, the Shach argues with Ramah about pouring onto flashing milk and dish at the same time. Oh, what's the problem? It bounces off one and then lands on the other. So the Shach and the Shittah say, must be that it landed on both of them together. So, there's a, this would be the only case where there'd be a problem, which you might say is a Shliach problem. And then, we'd have to figure out what the din would be. But, that's part one of Ramosha. Yes.
This is all according to Ramosha's interpretation that of Nishal, right?
Exactly.
Because if according to other people, this whole situation wouldn't be Nishal, it would still be Direct Yiruvin, no?
Good, okay, we'll get to that in a second. Two is, does your sink become treif in the first place? Yeah.
In regards to, let's say, something on the end, on the edge of the sink, like a filter, let's say for a box in New York, or a Brita, is that considered to be still bonus.kakila?
Lachor, even through a filter. I'm not sure what printers are. But Lachor, even through a filter, is still, it's going straight. It's just going straight through smaller holes. But it's still going straight.
But some water goes directly through the hole right away without stopping.
At the very least, I don't know how printers work. But really, filters, I wouldn't say that's grounds to be making.
If you were to have something hanging off the bottom of your faucet, like a deflector.
I'm not sure that would be worth it. There are easier ways to deal with the situation. Okay, now, yeah.
Is that just the fork, or is there any clue that would just be sitting on the bottom of the...
Lachora, it's any clue.
Any clue, you know.
Who said the fork? Elliot? He's just more likely in a fork that has all kinds of little holes in the middle between the tines.
I mean,
that's
straight
through. Yeah, but either, it could be a plate also if you catch just the edge of a plate. Okay, now did the sink become treif? Now, Ramosha doesn't mention this caveat. Okay, does the sink become treif in the first place? After all, is your sink treif in the first place? Lo kol kach pashut. Because, how can your sink become treif? Again, assuming it's not a goyish sink. Right? How can your sink become treif? The only way your sink is treif is, well, how is your sink ever bolea? Only... How is your sink ever balea? Let's remember. If the water goes like this and then this in the sink, is it balea? Remember this like angle?
No.
The sink is not balea. Likuli alma. Why? Again, likuli alma could ask. It's not totally about what. Ramah would say it's not balea because Iroi can't be mavliya into a kli. From anything into a kli. The Shach would say it's not Balea because it's Irish and Nishalog of a Kirim and Nefsaka Kiluach. So the only way it's Balea is. Really, I should make it a little bit blue. Not that it actually is. The only way that it's Balea is if here you have dirt and it lands straight there. Then it is. Balea, according to the Shach, according to Rav Moshe, your sink can never be Balea. Because Iroi of hot water can never make a Vliya into a Kli. But according to the Shach, that would be Balea, but only in that spot. Because once it moves onto another spot, it's Nifsek HaKiluach.
You don't need dirt. I mean, if you just pour hot chicken soup into your...
Ah, okay. That's something Ramosha doesn't deal with. What if you pour hot chicken soup in? Do people pour hot chicken soup into a sink? That's what I wondered about. Now, all the time, my wife pours hot water into the sink when she's straining spaghetti. But does anyone pour hot chicken soup into a sink?
Usually it's like old stuff in the fridge or something.
No, for sure you pour cold chicken soup into the fridge, into the sink.
Why not? Why would you think not?
Because why would you pour a hot chicken soup down the drain?
because people are done eating and you're not going to save it. Who eats soup the next day? Maybe. Shabbat today.
No, some of you are.
Okay.
We chicken soup at all.
Even in that case. Even in. Only those people who want to be mamalikli must know get the chicken. Those who don't, fine. No, but in all seriousness, we will say. You have a very, very good point, but I wonder how many people pour hot chicken soup down in the sink, because even if you're going to have like leftover chicken soup and pour it into the sink, usually that's after it's not yabs and lettuce bowl anymore. Usually you don't like say, okay, serve it into 8 bowls and right away pour the rest down the drain. It's just not so shkiach. You say, let's wait, see if anyone wants more. So you're right. If you actually poured hot meat or milk into the sink, then it would make a blee in the whole sink. But that is just, I don't know if that happens terribly often. Now, here's the chop. The blee is only in that spot. How can you have a treif sink? You can only have a treif sink, so it's treif only if the water landed directly, right, on basar be'en and chalav be'en in the same spot, right? It's only, right, because if it lands on basar be'en in one spot and chalav be'en in another spot, then that spot will be off, that spot will be fleshik. But only be trefit within 24 hours. Right? Because after 24 hours, it never becomes treif. It just becomes milk and conflation. So, Moshe says, look, your sink is never going to be treif. Again, assuming a guy doesn't use it. If a guy uses it, then it's... But your sink is never going to be treif. Because the only way it gets a blia is if the kiloach lands straight on be'en. And it would have to land straight on milchik be'en, and strain of flesh, and in the same spot within 24 hours. And he says that's unlikely. So it's unlikely your sink will be treif. So he says, look, remember, even if your sink is milchik, that's not a problem, because if you go back to the shach, assuming we don't follow Riki Eger, even if your sink is milchik, that's not a problem, because whatever time comes out, your sink is not barnat. Right? So if your sink is milchik, that's not a problem. Whatever taste comes out later will be not barnat. If your sink is fleshik, that's not a problem. Whatever taste comes out will be not barnat. It's only a problem if your sink is treif. But the odds are your sink will never be treif. And that's what he says, a two-pronged approach. Your sink will probably never be treif. And even if it is treif, it will probably never be treif of your kalim anyway. So he says, he thinks, that since it will probably never be treif, and even if it is, it would probably not treif of your kalim, that in that case, even a bal nefesh can be makel. And he says, I still might have had a to be a little machmir. But Rambam says, even though I've just matured using the same sink for fleshik and milchik, the ma'aseh, he says, what's the minhag? No. To use two different racks. Right? Anyone ever see those racks? He says, ma'aseh, you know what? And people use the racks. So first, once they use the racks, then for sure it's going to be okay. Right? Because once they use the racks, once they use the racks, then the water's not going to land on the kli and the sink at the same time. The water will go from the kli. The water will go from the kli into the sink. And remember what happens if the water goes from the top thing into the bottom thing. The top doesn't go back up to the top thing. The Prima Government said everyone agrees the top doesn't go back up to the top thing. So Rambam says, and to be on the safe side, we use the racks. And that is where Moshe's kula. Moshe says, look, and to be on the safe side, we use the racks. And Moshe's saying, look, and you know what? Everyone says, how can we use the racks? What if the spoon falls through? Doesn't that happen all the time? Falls through the racks? The answer is, anachanami. Moshe's saying, it's never going to be a problem. If even we use a racks to be on the safe side. Bidi Evet, if we fell through to the bottom of the rack, it would still be okay. So what's the big deal? And he throws in one other factor, the kula as well, which the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Akiva Eger bring up, which is that whatever Iwri can do, how much can it do? Kidei? Klipa. Says, hold on a sec. You know, if you're pouring a lot of water at once, that's probably going to be 60 times the Klipa anyway, so the water won't get treif. Not only that, according to the Shach and the Ramah and the Mechaber, you don't even need 60 times a Kedei Klipa in liquids. So he says, and throw in the fact, plus throw in the fact of Shish and Kenegat HaKlipa, that when you pour water, you open your tap, you have to figure out how much water you consider to be falling at once. But it might be 60 times, even if your sink is treif. The water has to get the treif out. What do you mean? The treif, the klifa is batel shishim in the water. And according to Ramban, Mechaber, and Shach, you don't even need batel shishim for a klifa. It's automatically batel. Right? If you remember, it's in Mitzad Yalla. So Rav Moshe says, plus, adds one more factor, lakula. Three. Plus, batel hakdei klifa b'shishim, or even without shishim, right? That was the machlok between the Balei Tosfos. Plus, we use a rack. So Rav Moshe says, that's fine. You're okay. So that's the psak of Rav Moshe.
You can even go one step further and say that water, even if it treats up for a second, it's going to do a gall on it a second later. So you take it right out. With the hot water, it's going to burn it right out a second later.
No, because first of all, it's not so clear if the water is always hot enough to do a gall, because sometimes the tap water is cooler. It's hot enough.
It's hot enough to put the taste in.
No, it could be Yatsu lettuce bowl, but not hot enough to do agala. Not boiling.
It has to be hotter.
And the first time you do agala, you still have the treif taste there. That was the end of that tosis enough kuf. so that's where Moshe's kula. Yeah.
Actually, you don't always have like an end.
No, sir. Moshe assumed that you cleaned out the bed in your sink.
And
now I have to say, it could be that my wife is just super duper machped, but I have separate, I have three sinks in my house. And every once in a while, my wife tells me, you know, after you wash dishes, it's not enough to just wash the dishes. You have to clean out the sink. You can't have a disgusting, dirty sink. And she said, just like you take a sponge, like I was a three-year-old child, and you wash the dishes, you can take a sponge, wash the sink, take that little drain thingy and run it under the water and get out all the little pieces stuck in it, and leave it with a clean sink. Okay, someday I'll listen. But Rav Moshe, I think, was assuming that you would clean out the ba'en. But even if you didn't clean out the ba'en, meaning even if there's ba'en stuck in the drain, if you don't have kalem in the drain, that's not a problem. It's going down, not up.
Then
it's a cliché. Then it's a cliché. That's Rav Moshe. Now,
not rely on the
So we don't rely on Nosi Tam of Gam Chachiva. This is another of Moshe Lashitase. Okay, that's a very good question. We're not relying on Nosi Tam of Gam Chachiva. What we're saying is that Bintzios, if the milk and meat absorb more than 24 hours apart, they never made a Chafta Shal Isser. So if they never made a Chafta Shal Isser, it's still Hetera. Now, if we rely on those Talmud of Gamma Chachila, we just say, wait 24 hours and do whatever you want. That's not his Svara. His Svara is that if the sink is just milchik, then we rely on Nachbar not the Chachila. Even if the same spot is milchik and fleshik, that's a double heter, not an iser. And since it's a double heter, then, and he deals with a little, what about the minug? But if it's, he's not saying rely on Inu Binyom, he's saying it was already a fact of the effort. That the sink got Eina Ben Yomo meat and Eina Ben Yomo milk in the same spot. And it never became a Heft of Vasa B'chalav. So now you have Heter meat and Heter milk in the same spot. So why is that mutter? Not because I'm relying on Eina Ben Yomo, because I'm relying on Nap Bar Na. Because when the water gets time out of that spot, it will be Nap Bar Na of meat and Nap Bar Na of milk. And it'll never be Vasa B'chalav, because Eina Ben Yomo. But that's not relying on Eina Ben Yomo. That's just taking it into account. And Rav Moshe's Paskin, as we know, against the Prima Gadol, like all the Achronim, that you're allowed to chachila cause the situation of not for not to get into a kli, as long as you're not getting into a food. Here, you're just getting into a kli. That's Rav Moshe. Now, I just want to quote one more line of Rav Moshe. If you look at the beginning of Rav Moshe, you see, I mean, this is a great Rav Moshe. First, you see his philosophy in terms of the role of Svara and Psak. And second of all, in the first paragraph, what I bracketed in Samach Gimel, he says, you know what? Could be someone wrote into Aseret, Havar initial linguistic of Yiluach, the Tarek's Diver of Seder Rav, a Shafi's Parsha, Nashi Shalon, a Shafer of Avdi. Says, you know what? Yeah, of course you could be Machber. Anyone could be Machber. You don't have to be most spicy to be Machber. But he says, you know what? It's hard for the women. They'll complain it's hard for them. Why do we have to make life so difficult for people? So if it's Aser, make life difficult. But let me be Mavar the Sugya, and you'll see that it's really Mutter. So another thing you see about promotion is that if Patlo, that the women will say, Rabbi Kamar Rachdolay, and it may make it hard for them to want to, because what's the other way? Doing the big basin, etc. That would make it hard for them. That is the Shita of Ramosha Feinstein. That's the Shita of Ramosha. And again, on the one hand, you can say it's based on Chidush and Svara. On the other end, he's the other one with Pshat. The Minchas Yitzchak, if you contrast him, if you contrast this with the Minchas Yitzchak, now we don't have time to go through it like Amri, but what does he do? He says, the first thing he does is, he says, you know there's a Stira in the Shach? So we can't rely on that shach because it must be wrong. So he says, throw out the shach and some inside of his and cut in your test. That's wrong. Okay. And then he says, and you know that Ramah who said that it's not right that if it lands on fleshing and milk of kalim, then Ira can't be mavlid and mavliya, etc. He says that Ramah was only Mekel, that was a little funny, you have to go figure out how it goes, was only Mekel that the dirt on Flesha Kalim won't answer the Milchik Kalim, the dirt on Milchik Kalim won't answer the Flesha Kalim, but if the Milchik dirt lands on the Flesha Kli, it won't answer it. I'm not sure exactly the Hebrew tense when you pour it, but in Flesha dirt land on Milchik Kli. Anyway, so what he does straight off, first of all, he says, forget the Shah, no Heter based on the Shah, none of this for Moshe Heter, I hold there's no answer, and let's be machmir. So he takes away that heter. Now that he takes away that heter, what are we left with? We're left with the case of, right? First of all, you have a treif sick, right? Because every time hot water lands on milk and spreads through the whole sink, it's mavliyim into the whole sink. And every time hot water lands on meat and spreads through the whole sink, it's mavliyim into the whole sink. So you have a treif sink, right? Because think about it. Within 24 hours, you don't think the hot water landed where there was milk once and where there was meat once and then spread through the whole sink? Of course it does. That's what does it land and then travels through the whole sink. So the whole sink is melting, the whole sink is flesh out. And he says, and if it's a... So first of all, what does he do with the fact that the sink is never treif? Of course the sink. All sinks are treif out. Then he says, oh, what about even if the sink is treif? It won't go into the dishes. One second. What about this fact that if the sink is treif, it won't go into the dishes? So he says, first of all, we should give him a color. Whole sink is treif because this scenario makes it all obliya. Then he says, what do you mean? He says, for the shach it's usher, right? Because the shach, there's no hefsin maruba. For the shach, he says, for the shach, we can't be mavliya from a kli into a kli. And he says, not to mention the fact, for Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's aser even with Makom Hefsid Meruba. He brings up Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says, what do you mean? If you pour water twice, the first time it'll get time from clean to water, and the second time water into a clean. He says, of course it's treif. Your sink is treif, to make your kelim treif, shalom al Yisrael. So he says that everything is aser. He says, therefore, what should you do? You should wash all your dishes in a basin. Because if all your dishes are washed in a basin, then all the water is, right, you've seen in a tub. All the water is stuck in that tub, and it can't get time, you have a milk tub and a flesh tub, it can't get time from the sink into your tub.
If the water's going directly into the sink.
No, it's going into your tub.
just asking. I'm glad I watched Caleb's visit. I think it's supposed to be put it in the sink. Then you're stuck. Then the water is going to be going from the
So hold on a second. So he says, you put it in a base, in a tub. So all the water in the tub is the milk kelim and a milk tub, fleshy kelim and fleshy tub, shalom yisrael. And the water doesn't ever touch the sink. If you say, well, eventually it overflows and goes into the sink, it says that's already, once it overflows out of the tub, that's irei klishemi. That's overflowing from a klishemi, and that won't make a pliya. And even if it does make a pliya, it'll only take a kedek klipa from the sink, it'll probably bump the mashishim, etc. But then he says, well, and this is again, you see a different derech in Psak. He says, well, but you could still theoretically have a shash, maybe. Maybe the water will go like straight, like skim the surface on top of the basin, go on the side, and I don't even see if he's arguing science. Halachically, maybe we consider that still to be theoretically rishon. So he says, you know what, to be on the safe side, he says, put the basin on a rack. And that way, even if the water overflows the basin, it won't land on the basin and sink at the same time, because it'll go down to the basin till it hits the sink. And he says, and you know what? If you can, it's really better like just do Iroi and kasher your sink in between by running the hot water all over just to be on the safe side again. You see, by the way, very, very different methodology of Psak. That he's very interested in being, and he says, all of this is, of course, b'shas achak for people who can't afford 2 sinks. For aniyim, obviously, if you can afford 2 sinks, then why get into a halachic shayla in the first place? So you see a very different methodology of Psak in terms of, you know, well, even the basin, which I would have thought is so glot, well, put that on a rack, and if you can, capture the sink, and this is only for aniyim, because, you know, you want to be on the safe side, and you can see every possible shashi brings up. But it's not just a matter of, a lot of this is Ramosha saying, look, you know what, it's hard for the women, Lavdavka for women, I assume there was a general ishtafa. Let's see if we can logically say, it's much without worrying about every shash. While the Minchasiyas is saying, let's worry about every shash, and try and be yotze, you know, as much as possible for aniyim and for ashirim, don't get into it. But it's not just, it's not only an issue of different philosophies of chumrah versus kula. It also comes down to the principled issue of which pshat to take in the shach to cut in yud ches. Rav Moshe has this svara that he's mechadish based on another shach in samach ches, not mechadish yesh me'ayim. Which is that if it lands and bounces, that's nifsek hakiluach. Minchas Yitzchak denies that once you deny that it's called nifsek hakiluach, then you're really in taka. He is a good taina against Rav Moshe Feinstein. Excuse me. So that's the basic machlokas. Just one ha'ara I would add, and obviously we'll get the dishwashers today. The last ha'ara that I would add is that that if you take Rav Moshe's, he says the minhag is to use racks. If you use racks, like Rav Moshe says, then it could be, then it's quite, you know, it's quite reasonable to assume that even if Rav Moshe is wrong, if you use racks, then you have a good makom l'hakel. Why? Because even if Rav Moshe is wrong, if it's on a rack, yeah, the Minchas Yitzchak wouldn't be satisfied with this. But if it's on a rack, then what happens? Here's your rack. Here's your kli, and the water hits your kli, and then, you know, hits the bottom of the sink. It's like Eroi from your kli to the bottom of the sink. So then you get into the question of, when you do Eroi from top to bottom, right, then the water always hits your, again, if it lands in the sink and then rises up to your kli, then it's already a klisheni, because it's at rest in a klisheni. It's only a problem if you Eroi while it's coming out of the faucet. It always hits your kli first and the sink second. That is very much like the issue of pouring from a milk kli, inflation kli, of whether Eroi brings the tam upstream. And we'll see that's also addressed later on in the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin me'ikar adin, as we saw earlier today, and as we see later on also, that Eroi does not bring the tam. The Eroi does not bring the tam upstream. Certainly, maker did b'di'evit we paskin. Eroi does not bring the tam upstream. So if you do use a rack, then even without Rav Moshe, you know, you say maybe Rav Moshe is right. Even if he's wrong, if I put my dishes on a rack, then the Iro, then we Madavshach. If the Iro hits my thing and then the sink, I clean then the sink, it doesn't bring the time upstream. In the Evet, certainly. And if the Iro hits the sink and then collects in the sink and rises up, then it's already at rest in a klisheni, and a klisheni is not going to be an avliya into a klisheni. So then you have a lot more makom l'hakel. If you say, what if I use a rack and something falls? What if I use a rack and something falls under the rack? Then even if you use a rack and something falls, in that b'dievet situation, even then with Rav Moshe, you have room to be makel because it's often more than 24 hours since the sink was boleya, something that would make your your kelim treif, right? If it's more than 24 hours since it was boleya treif, then b'dievet your kli will still be okay. And even if not, there may very well be shishim in the kiluach kineged the klipa of the sink. So so even if it falls down, you know, there's what to rely on b'dieved. So it could be that that l'maisa. L'maisa, if you use a rack, then even if you don't rely on your Moshe, then you very well might be okay. And if you rely on your Moshe, then you're for sure okay, because you think you don't even need the rack. So I think the minhag in different communities, different things, I think the minhag in our community is to use a rack like Rav Moshe. But we don't have to for sure be relying on Rav Moshe, because even without Rav Moshe, there's what to be somichan, because the Iroi, the Ikaratin, doesn't bring taste upstream. And the Iro doesn't necessarily mavliya from a kli into a kli, right? So even without that, there's plenty to rely on.
Seriously, what do you mean by our community? I mean, if I'm you're an Israeli and you grew up with following this psak, I should follow Israeli psak, I feel like.
So I don't know what Israelis do. You know, the truth is, I think Israelis do the same thing Americans do. Everyone does something different.
So Allah l'maisa,
the